Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Welcome to Is This Going to Cause an Argument, a weekly podcast. I'm your host, Marcus Tanksley, and the other host is my lovely wife of almost 10 years, Angela Keita Moore Tanksley.
In this podcast, we tackle every single topic out there: pop culture, politics, life, love, relationships, parenting. We even take the suggestions from our listeners.
So tune in every Wednesday on SoundCloud, iTunes, or YouTube.
Listen in to our hilarious conversations to find out, is this going to cause an argument? Let's see. What's up, everybody? How you
What's
doing?
Happening, family?
We are back. I mean, how many in a row is this?
Two.
Oh.
This is the second one in a row.
I was like, oh my goodness, we are on a roll.
Yeah.
Well, this is a roll
back
for
to
us.
Back.
Yeah. I got my drink and me going back to back. Marcus's favorite rapper.
Oh,
who
yeah.
is it?
Get out of there.
Of course, right when we start, this thing starts to sag like drooping old testicles. I don't understand. So if y'all hear a lot of pops when I'm talking, it's because it's not covering
if
it.
If this was me, y'all, she would be flipping out right now.
Because the thing is that you make a lot of noise with it.
You just did too.
No, I didn't.
The family can hear that. They just heard all of that.
Yeah,
you just apologize for the noise that you did make.
No, I'm talking about the pops from, this is called a pop filter.
Hush up.
If you hear me pop him in his mouth, know that the filter wasn't able to hold that back either. So what's been going on since the last time you talked to the family? He's been quite antisocial with you all. Like, even in the vlogs that I'm editing, I'm like, yeah, he's not really talking to the family. What's up?
You ain't had the camera. I need my own camera.
I told you to use the other camera.
You was using it at the time.
No, you weren't trying to use it then. Don't you dare. Are you talking about the old camera?
Yeah.
Yeah, you were not trying.
All right, whatever. I'm going to start using the old camera.
Okay, y'all heard him. Now, don't put all
your
money on it.
Oh, ye of little faith. All right.
I have a lot of faith. I just put it in places that have shown and proved. don't be
foolish. Anyway, family, how y'all doing? Hope everything's good. Kick off the show. You doing all this?
This is a part of the
random
show.
Jargon. Don't nobody want to hear you just talk
it's
about
not
nothing.
Jargon. This is conversation. Jargon
no, it's not.
Jargon is certain words that mean special things.
Or nothing, which is what you're saying.
I swear to you. I might slap you. Y'all saw the Mother's Day gift that my son gave me. I'm telling you, I love watching it because it just brightens my day. And just as a disclaimer, the notes that you hear prior to you seeing him with the microphone, that is not him. Because there's a child that's in the mic that's doing the O's that are not right. And I was like, I hope people don't think that was my child. So if you watch that Mother's Day special again and you hear those bad O's, it's not my baby. But it was that made my day.
Yeah, to know it's me because we didn't know about it. So I missed it.
He did miss it. I did feel bad for you after it happened. I was like, dang, this was not the day to be getting up late. But praise be to God, I got to see it from my Mother's Day gift, from my baby.
You got more stuff coming.
Thanks, guys. Why are you looking at me like that?
Thanks, guys.
Yeah, you said, what, thanks, guys. I thought you were talking about something from him and you. That's why I said thanks, guys. So why are you saying thanks, guys?
Nothing, I just said it.
Oh, I thought you were like, no, you need to be thanking me. Don't ask.
I know they bored because I'm bored with this. What are we doing?
Oh, well, then you go ahead and talk, Mr. I'm
Ain't you got to do all your introduction? Oh, we got all that out of the way. All right, y'all. Today's topic, we are going to be talking about.
Why are you so loud? Calm down.
You know, I will shut down real quick. We're going to talk about you getting ready to be on camera, too. Today's topic, we're going to be talking about. Well, it came up at the graduation we went. We went to my friend's daughter or niece's graduation. Age-appropriate dressing. Like, I scanned past an article, and it was like, at what page should he stop wearing jeans?
At what age?
That's what I said.
You said at what page?
I thought I read a page article. Oh, yeah. At what age? I could have sworn I said age. We're going to go back and listen to that. At what age should he stop wearing jeans? And I never thought about that. But then when I thought hard, I'm like, you do see older, like, not old, but I guess you do see less men of older ages wearing jeans.
Elderly men wearing jeans.
Not elderly. That's why I didn't say old. Not elderly, but at some point in time, I guess
like
men
what age?
Stop wearing jeans. I don't know. I can't really pinpoint it. Because daddy, he'll still throw some jeans on every now and then.
Yeah, he's
and he's elderly.
Yeah. So you're saying older than him?
No, younger.
You're saying younger?
Younger than him.
Okay.
How did you? Anyway, so that and also like the difference between men and women and like who gets away with wearing younger things at older ages. Like me, myself, I feel if a woman has the body for it, she can pretty much dress as young as she wants to. However, men, I feel like it just looks immature at some point. Like, it always throws me off when I see, like, a dude in his mid to late 30s and he got on, like, the latest pair of Jordans and a baseball cap and everything's color coordinated.
Oh, well, they do it.
No, they do. It always throws me off a little. Like, the reason I say Jordans because it is easy for somebody to go just get like a regular pair of Nikes or Adidas or whatever and just match it up with your shoes. But I feel like Jordans, that means you're still in that trend of I have to have the latest Jordan like shoe. It always annoyed me.
You don't think they just have a preference and like the way Jordans look?
Oh, of course. Yeah.
Okay.
But again, I can't say where I'm from because that's what most dudes do where I'm from, but it's like it seems like your fashion would change as you get older. Like, come out of the street shoe, tennis shoe type thing. You don't wear a backpack. Why are you still rocking, you know, the 93 Jordans? You know what I'm saying? Like,
I kind of get what you're saying.
I don't know. I only see it with this generation. Like, when I was coming up in middle school and high school, I didn't see dudes my brother's age dressing like me. Mm-hmm. And right now I feel like our generation, my generation, they dress like you go to high schools and they dress just like these dudes that are in middle school and high school.
Because we can see the trends of all ages now because of social media. Like
you didn't need social media to see trends. You can be stuck in traffic going through neighborhoods and see fashion trends.
No, but it's different. Like you are inundated with everything of every age. So because the thing is that's what happens kind of when you get older, you're considered out of touch. And that's the reason why a lot of times people don't dress the trend because they don't know what the heck the trend is. Now we know exactly what's happening because we see it so much. It's not like you gotta be near high school students, live in a neighborhood where high school students are, or go to a church where they're, well, and you really wouldn't know a lot of times in church because they're wearing church clothes, but now you see it more often.
I feel like that's not the case because I know social media puts a lot out there, but just because social media is enormous now, but people act like you are so much more well-informed. Like with fashion, I don't feel like it counts because you still constantly saw what trends were in and what were out just by being out and being around. People noticed what other people were wearing.
But the thing is that these young people were not the celebrities. Now,
no, young people were always the celebrities.
No. I'm saying the average young person wasn't the celebrity. Like, I'm not talking about a superstar like Rihanna or a Beyonce. I'm talking about you have the chick that goes to high school that dresses her butt off is now a celebrity. She's got 200,000 followers on Instagram. Like, her fashions mean more than just, oh, she's trendy.
So what the hell's that got to do with people in their mid to late 30s?
Because we are now a part of that world. Before, we weren't. She might have been popular to other 17-year-olds, but she wasn't popular to the rest of the world.
And to me, that's a problem. It's like, oh, yeah, she is 16. Why do you care, or why are you even following her or even paying attention to what she's doing?
And I mean that
in a general sense. Like,
yeah, what I'm trying to say is I don't think we per se are following that person, but I feel like
it's still that generation.
I think the generations are blending because of social media.
Generations cannot blend.
You
have a level of maturity that you grow in and out of.
But fashion wise, it doesn't mean that they can't be one. Like, that doesn't make any sense to me that, oh, because you're 20, you have to like a certain type of clothing versus 30.
Actually, I do feel that way, because when you're 20, you're still developing your career and your life. By the time you're 30, you should be pretty much well into that. And I would understand where you're coming from if the trends that I'm talking about weren't so unprofessional looking.
But are you thinking that these people are wearing these clothes to work? Is that what you're saying? To their desk job?
A lot of them aren't working.
I don't associate the...
All right, like the picture I took. You had a little boy, which you never saw this unless it was just...
You got to tell me what picture you're talking
about. I'm about to tell you. Oh. Listen to me. As a little boy, I took a picture outside of... where was we at? Sky Zone? It was a little boy, him and his daddy. They had on the same exact outfit. And these skinny jeans were like tights. They weren't even skinny jeans. They were like leggings. And... on the little boy and the grown man, and they both had on the long nightgown t-shirts. Mm-hmm. The daddy looked every bit of in his 40s. It looked way off. It could have been his grandson. I don't know. But then the little boy's walking in. So now I looked at it. Remember, I sent that group text out to y'all. I was like, this poor boy needs guidance. Like, why does he have on leggings? Mm-hmm. And it's like, this grown man is dressed like basically a middle school to high school kid. And he's, all right, his son, okay. He wants to, do that with his son, I guess. But I don't know. It just threw me way off. Like, you didn't see, unless it was like, oh, we're just going to wear like a matching outfit or whatever. You didn't see sons and fathers dressing that much alike in that much of an extreme fashion sense.
I mean, well, you got grown rappers who are dressing like this that are in. You have the celebrities still dressing like this. The people who quote unquote set the trends. You look at Lil Wayne's tight. That's what I have to call them. They're not even jeans. Last time I saw Lil Wayne, I was just like, he got that from The Limited. Like, there is no way he got that from a men's store. It was so tight. All of them. Like, but I'm saying that it is the trend of the celebrity, whoever it is,
coming from a man that calls himself Lil Wayne.
Yeah, because he him widow.
Like, but, that's, yeah.
But you know, saw Birdman recently on something, and his V-neck might as well have been a plunging V-neck. It was so no. It wasn't a V-neck shirt. He came in a button-up that was the first button was down at his navel. That was the first place that he buttoned it. I was like, oh, and his jeans were super duper tight. I get what you're saying. This is,
like social media is playing that big, because you still had magazines. Like, magazines have been around forever. People always, like, that was a thing back in the day. You looked at magazines.
But see,
you
magazines are no longer the ones driving the trend, is what I'm saying.
Okay, but these same celebrities, in a sense, not these same ones today, but the same celebrities that are in social media today are the same type of celebrities that were in the magazines.
Yeah, so that's what I'm trying to get you to understand. before, it wasn't the celebrities that were really driving the trends. It was the magazines. It was the designers.
Okay, and it was still the latest fashion, though.
Right, but now the people determining the latest fashion are the younger generation. It was before the younger generation was following what magazines told them was the latest trend.
I don't think that's the case.
It is. It literally is. Okay. One of my favorite magazines is Essence Magazine, right? They changed their whole format and started doing what they're wearing here. So instead of them saying, oh, this is what people should be wearing, they were literally going into the streets and taking pictures of people in their fashion.
Okay, the magazines that I came up looking at, that was what they were already doing. Because they weren't fashion magazines, they were hip-hop magazines, they were car magazines. So they were catching what these people were doing, not because of what they were wearing, because of who they were, which is what social media still does to this day. They're catching these people and who they are and what they're doing. So those magazines that I'm referring to were people, the hip hop culture or whoever dresses, they weren't going, oh, well, you need to dress like this and we'll
but
put you in our magazine.
Culture, you act like hip hop culture has ever dressed in a mature way.
Okay, but I'm saying you have the hip hop culture, which I feel like I'm into, but you don't see me dressing that route. Some of my friends, you don't see us dressing that route. Although that's what we're into. I feel like when my brother was 35, he wasn't dressed. My brother and his generation were 35, which is 10 years older than me. He's 10 years older than me. They weren't dressing like 25-year-olds.
But, okay, they weren't dressing like, but I'm saying that the 30, you're talking about the 25-year-old celebrities or just 25-year-olds in general?
In general.
So what I'm saying is that the celebrities that are 40 are dressing the exact same ways as the celebrities that are 25. So these 40-year-olds
are
dressing like
right
the 40-year-olds that are celebrities.
And I'm saying the same thing. That wasn't the case.
Because you're saying you're talking about your brother, but the person or people that your brother would potentially, I'm not saying that he models his fashion after anybody, but that were age appropriate, I'm sure we're probably in the same vein as he, where now this man with the skinny jeans and the long shirt, he can easily turn on or open up a magazine and celebrities are dressed this way. It's not just your average Joe. It's celebrities dressing in skinny pants and t-shirts.
Okay. And I still don't feel like you see the point that I'm making. It's still... like, I guess I'm saying the generations weren't blending, but I don't feel like it's because of social media.
What do you feel like it's become because of then?
I have no idea. I just don't feel like so, because I feel like, you know, people, like, you remember when our friends was like, when they, this is like, I don't know, 10 years ago, where I said my parents didn't have internet at the house. And they were like, oh my God, how do they not have internet? I'm like, you act like internet's been around for 30 years or something. You grew up without internet. Like, you got it 5 years ago, whatever. So I feel like when people can say, oh, well, now we have social media, they act like the world was so removed from everybody else before social media. And I don't feel like that was the case.
My opinion is that we were very much so connected to what was close to us. But as far as in connected to what was across the world or across the country, nah, social media did that. Like, we're way
oh
more...
no I know that, like, oh, okay. I'm not denying that at all.
Oh, okay, because you said you acting like we weren't so connected
prior. Wasn't to... connected at all. It's like it was like a blank spot, like we didn't know that existed over there. Like, people did know what existed, they just weren't up to date by the minute.
I mean, because I will say this, Kentucky was always months behind on
Kentucky still is. Music. If you go there right now.
No. Because I see people's Instagram. No, they're not. Now, they might be far behind on goals. But as far as in fashion, I see their Instagram. No, they on top of it.
All right. So back to the subject.
Go ahead.
Topic. Do you feel like there should be bars set? Or is there a such thing as dressing age appropriate?
I honestly don't feel, I think there's something as far as in dressing appropriate, but I don't think age really has much to, age only has to do with what your body is looking like You know what I'm saying? Like, as we saw at the graduation, there was an elderly woman who had on a dress that you would buy at what I call a thought store. Like a store for when you trying to trap somebody going to All-Star Weekend. And it was a white dress that had sheer panels going down the side, huge sheer panels.
So it was made to look like, I mean, made to see that you didn't have anything on under.
Right.
You, just the dress.
You're not supposed to have on any underwear or bra. And this woman, she might not be this old. She looked to be about, what, 67, 68? No. What, 72?
Mid to late 70s. Okay. A smoker.
So that's the reason why I'm not 70s. Sure. So I'm saying life can make her look older than what she is. She had on a short blonde bob, and she had on that dress, and she had on the biggest granny panties ever.
And bra.
And she got up and walked like,
I mean, she was strutting through there like a few times, like, yes. Yeah, I'm doing it.
Yes. I mean, she was in her glamorous fit. It was a little short, little white thing.
I think she had on flip flops though with the
yes, she did. So while most people would say that wasn't age appropriate, I would just say it wasn't appropriate because her body one was not at a place where that dress was going to accent it in a good way. And then two, at her age, apparently she didn't feel comfortable not wearing underwear. So that also made the outfit not appropriate. And probably also her breast needed some sort of support. So having to wear a bra. I mean, because if she was a baddie, I don't care how old she is. If she could have pulled that dress off, I would have applauded it. I know some people would have had their noses up in the air about it.
And that's why I said I don't feel like women have that issue, whereas men, like, well, I was sitting here truly thinking back in my mind, like, trying to filter through each dude that I know or I'm cool with or hang out with and how they dress. And I don't know anybody.
Daddy Ernest. Daddy Ernest was dressing in like like full on Rockaway outfits with baseball caps.
He probably still does it.
But at the
same time, does he not stand out? Like, why is this man?
But see, I don't. Granted, why it might look comical if they're not pulling it off well, I personally don't mind it. As long as it looks neat in a way. Yes, that's it.
Now, when I say that, I see the younger generation, the celebrities right now, and the dudes that I know aren't dressing in my generation, the ones that I know personally, aren't dressing that way. They've cleaned up their look. I see shirts, slacks, you know what I'm saying? Like dress shoes or dressier street shoes. Mm-hmm. And that's what I see now. I don't see, first of all, I don't know any dudes that wear skinny jeans, because I would probably clown.
Well, the thing is skinny jeans are definitely, I think, more of a fashion statement than it is comfort or actually making the body look a certain way, because they, like, the way a dude has to wear it, they literally have, you do, our pastor wears skinny jeans.
I don't know him like it.
But then men have to wear almost a dress blouse because they got to cover up their butt women
and
do.
That, I don't even get me started on that whole thing. These gowns that these dudes be wearing.
It's hilarious. The DJ that was at Marquita's party, he had on, it was a gown.
Are you serious?
At first.
And that dude was way too big. Like, and that's my other thing. You need to be a certain size to pull all this stuff. And this dude was mad. He was like my height. And twice my size. Like,
when I tell you, I didn't realize until I went to sit on the couch, and then I saw that his shirt was hitting to, like, almost
wearing a nightgown.
It was. And the top of the shirt was nice. And then when I saw how long it was, I was like, did he get that from Cachet? Like, where did he get that shirt from? From Catherine's? But this is what I was going to say. If you were 100% honest, Marcus, you hate the fashions of today regardless. Like the younger fashion.
Yeah, I can count what I hate.
Sure.
Them tight jeans, the leggings, skinny jeans dudes be wearing.
Mm-hmm,
the deep V-necks. Mm-hmm. Them navel V-necks.
Uh-huh.
Hate them. what did I say? The jeans, V-necks, the gowns. Nightgowns, the shirts. And the SAG, I feel like they, like, it's the SAG real. Started going away, yeah, which I was happy with. Now they bringing it back, and I'm just like, no. And it is worse now, because before, it was baggy jeans. So when I say SAG for my, you know, some of our European foreign family. When I say SAG, it's when they wear the jeans really low, to where the, basically the top of their drawers are showing, or the back of their whole butt might be out, which is, we ain't going to talk about the history of that, that whatever. So when it came out, or when it originally became a trend, it was like baggy jeans were in, like people wearing real baggy jeans. Now they've moved over to these legging and skinny jeans, and now it's like, what? You got these stockings on, pulled down with decorative underwear on, with a nightgown covered. Like, it's just, I hate it passionately. But I still see dudes, like, every now and then, because I'm dealing with the airport and everything, going back and forth from the site. And every now and then I see a dude sagging, like still with the baggy pant, and it's like they have to waddle like a penguin to walk.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what are you accomplishing with that, sir?
I guess that's how he feels so, the most confident. But
A lot of the newest fashion trends, I hate. I do. I'm glad I'm not a part of that.
So I think for me, what I'm saying, what I am perceiving from you is that I think you're noticing it,
and it's my age, I know.
I think you noticing it and like older men doing it is more so, I think, has a lot to do with the fact that the fashion that the younger kids are doing, you hate so much. So to see an older man wear something, it, I don't think it's so much that, wait a minute, you older, this is what young kids are doing. It's, I think it's more so,
you got on a nightgown and stockings,
right? Like you should know better.
Like when I was talking about the shoes and everything, that more so, because usually when I see, because I do notice when they wear the skinny jeans, it's not like a Jordan or something they wear with them. So when I never did get into the whole Jordan kick. Mm-hmm. Like, it just wasn't me. I'm into shoes. Mm-hmm. You know, I like shoes or whatever, street shoes and everything else. I just never got into the Jordan kick. So a lot of the dudes that I know, one of my really close cousins, he's still into them.
I know a lot of them.
And I'm like, you 37, 38. Why do you still have a wall of Jordans?
Yeah, I know a lot of dudes that are still into Trey.
Yeah, Trey.
He's still very much so into Jordan. It's their collector thing. Like, they might not be into guns, but Jordans are their thing.
Why you got to call out guns?
Because that's one of everybody on this.
That's not trendy. Okay. Guns aren't trendy.
But who said Jordans are trendy?
They are.
The maybe be having the newest one is trending, but to say you like a certain shoe, that's like me saying, oh, if I ever got Louis Vuittons, oh, you're doing that because it's trending. But if I liked Louis Vuittons.
But it wouldn't be the Louis Vuitton period. It'd be the style that's in at the moment.
What do you mean? That's what I would do?
No, I'm just saying, most likely, if you said, oh, I like Louis Vuitton, you wouldn't go buy the ones that came out 4 years ago that nobody sees anymore. You would get the latest ones. That's what I'm saying, what most people do. That's why I say it's trendy.
With Jordans? Because
with Jordans, that's when they got the influx, when he comes back out with the shoe that he came out with, you know. Well, now it's like 4 years ago instead of 20 years ago or 30 years ago. It's so, like, that's, they have to have the newest. Well, oh. Not now, it's not the newest. It's just the Jordan period, but a lot of times when you see it, it's like, oh, when did you get those? Or, oh, yeah, these just came out. So it's like a trend thing. That's why I say you can't.
Oh, because do they have...
That's apples to oranges.
Do they not have, like, in the store, do they have the four-year-old Jordan? Like the Jordan that's four years old?
If it's not what's hot at the moment, no, they won't have it.
So that's what I'm saying. Like, do they even have an option to be able to just be like, yeah, oh, no,
you can get a lot, but it depends on what's selling. Uh-huh. Like, they'll decide, you know, whatever. Okay.
But yeah, no, so my point of view is that I don't think, especially when you get to a certain age, I'm not sure if it's all about, because the thing is you are right. It's usually Jordans are with a lot of, I guess, I don't know, because I think there's another shoe called KD's or something that kids are into these days. I was never a shoe person, at least not a name brand shoe. I just like a cute shoe, and sneakers have never been my deal. But I think when you do get to a certain age, if that's just something, if you like that style of shoe, I don't know if it has anything to do with the trend. Obviously, you like the newest one that comes out because if you like that style of shoe, you do. So shoes are a little bit.
Yeah, that's a little, like I said, I understand. I can kind of understand that because me, I like shoes, but it's not, like I said, I wouldn't even enjoy a kick.
Yeah.
But if I see a nice pair of shell toes or not even Air Force, here's my thing is when it becomes popular, that's when I stop doing it.
He is so anti.
I used to rock
what everybody else
Adidas
likes.
Shell toes all the time. And when they got popular, I stopped wearing them altogether. I think I threw a pair away.
He's so ridiculous. Everybody started wearing them.
Air Force Ones. I used to wear Air Force Ones.
I ain't gonna wear it.
And when Nelly came out with that song, and people started, can't do this no more.
I wore Fili. Them we got from Japan, so they looked like nobody's Fili.
It was the original Fili. It was real Fili, because that's what they made.
But you know, nobody at school believed me, so.
Yeah, never wore Filis. But they back. People been wearing them again.
I know, and I was like, I remember when I was wearing those, but I was also wearing Walmart clothes, so it didn't help.
I saw a man at one of the track meets, and you could tell he never left that era. He had on some Nike Cortez.
Oh yeah,
they were black with the white checker, and he had on black pants and a white Nike shirt.
Yeah,
and a black and white Nike hat. I said, "Yep, he never left the 90s."
Real quick, but no, I know a lot of people think I don't dress appropriate, especially when I, you know, lose a lot of weight because my shorts get super duper short and my shirts stay. Yeah.
Again,
super
I feel
tight.
Like if when women are shaped, have the shape, they can pull it off.
You're like, go on ahead, do it, girl.
Short and tight.
I know. Nina being shady. She would be like, yeah, my mother's like, you know, when you are a mom, you can't be wearing stuff like that. And I'm like, who said that? Who's what rule is that? Granted, there are certain things that, nah, that's a lie. Wear whatever I want to. There are certain things I'm not going to wear certain places because it's not appropriate. But age appropriate? Nah. I'm just, you know, I was so restricted in how I could dress when I was younger. I refuse to give myself restrictions now just because of people's perception of what I should and shouldn't wear. I personally try to dress in a way that I feel confident. My stomach makes it a little bit difficult because so many shirts do hug me in the wrong way. It's hard for me to find like a shirt that like this is one of my favorite shirts because it does not grab my stomach. But let me get this weight off. Y'all gonna be like, Angel, calm it down. And I'll be like, no. What are you going to be saying?
You do whatever you want to. So I'm going to say.
As long as you put some heels on with it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Walk me into that trap.
Do you have a problem with it?
No.
No, for real. Why?
I don't.
Okay, because your upper lip be starting to shake when you get nervous and your upper lip was shaking.
Everybody nervous? My upper lip shaking when I be trying not to. I be holding back. Nah. No, I don't care.
See? That's what I remember my niece said, you're the only one of the aunts or the sisters that can wear shorts. And I was like, what you mean can wear shorts? She was like, all the married ones, they can't wear shorts. And I said, that's because they aren't happy. I'm playing with my sisters. They are happy. But I'd be danged if my husband told me, yeah, I don't feel comfortable with you wearing shorts. And I'd be like, oh, you don't feel comfortable being married? That's a shame. But yeah, I'm glad that when you do, and then we'll close it up here soon because this is a longer one. But I'm glad that when you do push the envelope some, that you do. Because I know some stuff, because it's trendy, you don't want to try it.
Yeah, and that's my, I don't know if it's a problem, but yeah, I don't like doing trendy stuff. But if I see something that I like, I love bow ties, and it takes a lot for me to throw on a bow tie because now people just be wearing them for like just throwing on bow ties today. I'm like,
and see, and I didn't even nice. Know he liked bow ties.
I do. It looks really
he
nice.
He never wears bow ties. He wore one for, because I bought him a tie for Easter. And then he was like, well, no. And all the boys were wearing bow ties. He's like, no, I can wear a bow tie. And I was just like, what?
No, I love the way bow ties look. But now, like, I can go out. And again, like, I see dudes in the clubs and the lounges dressed you know, bow ties. I don't be seeing skinny jeans like it because it's like a certain age group that I'm around.
I don't know, you know what, and I also don't know if it's age group or if it's just a certain style. You know, people just It could be a certain style.
I just hate that style so bad.
I think that's what it is.
Yeah, maybe I'm contradicting myself, but whatever.
I like joggers. I think you would look good in a jogger.
Yeah, you will never see me in joggers. Them sweatpants?
Yeah, that are
The sweatpants are tight at the bottom, baggy at the top.
Yeah, they well, not like so tight. It's just the bottom. Yeah, the bottom.
Yeah, I don't. Mm-mm.
I want you to try on a pair for me.
I'll tell you who turned me against those. That's all they wore. You know exactly who did. I'm just like, y'all don't come up. Had these things on in the lounge, like at a dressy lounge.
Because they do now make them so they're not like uber athletic.
Yeah. Well, I gotta get my legs back together for.
I think you would look good in joggers. I want to get some for little Marcus. He would look adorable in some joggers. So I don't know if I can do it.
I don't know. But back to my bow tie thing. I like bow ties. But it became such a trend, like everybody was just wearing bow tie. Like there was a go to. So I'm like, can't do that.
But I do like. You got to push past that.
I do. I've been not caring. Every now and then, mm-hmm. I'll not care.
Yeah.
I ain't the flashiest dresser, but when I do dress.
You are a very clean dresser. You're not flashy at all, other than if you wear a bold color because you have so much body, it does like. Become flashy. That's nice. I think flash. I like flashy.
I know you do.
But I also like crisp and clean. Crisp and clean.
You're so rat.
I am, but that's what you love about me. It is one of the best.
All right. This has gone way too long.
I'm so proud of you for coming up with the topic. This was a good one. I was hoping
I came up with a bad topic, so you'd be like, nah, don't do it no more.
He come up with the next one, too. He's good. I mean, I'm tapped out. For 20-some-odd episodes, I came up with the topic. I think maybe two other ones.
Because you're good at it.
No, but
use your talents or the Lord will take them. All right, y'all.
He needs to take one of my talents. You'd be so upset.
That's not a talent. Stop. Don't you do nothing to me. They're watching. I'm going to report you.
Oh, my goodness. You guys, tune in next Wednesday to Is This Going to Cause an Argument? We would like to do a Q&A coming up. So if you have any questions.
Put some questions on there, y'all.
Leave them below in the description. The comment section of the YouTube channel, which is That Chick Angel TV. Or you can send them to me via IG or Snapchat. I'm at Angel the Actress. Or you can leave them on my Facebook. And I am.
Go ahead.
I am That Chick Angel TV on Facebook.
Y'all remember when them Ed Hardy shirts were in and people like, that's like the douchebag shirt. This is as Ed Hardy. Y'all can't see it listening, but on YouTube.
It's got a design
right here on the right pec. And some red going down the middle. I was like, all right, I'm in style.
He's like, here you go.
That's how long I've had this shirt. It was my gym shirt. I just kind of threw it on.
I remember I got that shirt.
I was looking like, what do I have on right now?
I bought that. The only reason why he has it is because I bought that shirt. You did. And he was like, yeah, I can keep this one. I was like, all right.
That's why you fill it out a little better, too.
It's all right.
I'm going to fill it out again.
You're filling out everything just fine.
That's stupid. All right, family.
Next Wednesday, we'll see y'all. Hashtag IPGTC. Make sure you subscribe and like this, rate, share, and rate it.
Please rate it. Y'all have a good one.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.